Well, up next, Illinois officials have announced the first soybean rust find in the state. As you'll hear, it comes late in the season, and there's really no need for farmers to take any action this year. A soybean rust sample was pulled from a field in Pope County Tuesday, October the 10th, by University of Illinois research agronomist Ron Hines. Hines forwarded that sample to the plant clinic on the U of I Champaign-Urbana campus, where Nancy Paddocky and Glenn Hartman confirmed the Asian soybean rust infection. That happened the following day. Pope County is in deep southern Illinois. Finding rust there, not a big surprise. And at this late date in the year, University of Illinois Extension Suzanne Bissonnette says it poses no threat to the state's 2006 soybean crop.
Of course, at this time in the season, from any point of view of yield or concern on, you know, from the viewpoint of the grower, this is not important. We had a very severe frost, of course, which pretty much ends the growing season. We have very few, even green leaves, left out in the soybean fields. It is important from a research point of view, but in terms of will this affect the soybean crop in this season in any way, the answer to that is a resounding no.
There is no reason for Illinois farmers to respond to the find, other than to make note that it has happened. Bissonnette says even though southern states that have had Asian soybean rust for a couple of years have experienced little problem, the South suffered some dry conditions early this season, and that really slowed down the progress of the disease.
So actually, in terms of the soybean rust epidemic this year, it started spreading quite late in the season as we moved into August. In late August, it started moving up from the southern states. And so in terms of impact on yield, there's very few commercial soybean fields that were impacted by soybean rust in terms of yield loss this year.
You can learn more about Asian soybean rust at sbrusa.net on the World Wide Web. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.